I'm David Delegater. There's a part of every restaurant that's out of reach to even the most sophisticated gourmet or valued patron, the staff meal. In a new cookbook, Come In, We're Closed, an invitation to staff meals at the world's best restaurants, chefs and authors Christine Carroll and Jody Eddy take a peek and a bite at the theory and practices of 25 famed restaurants who are feeding their cooks and bottle washers, bussers and sommeliers, waiters and chefs, before the crush of the hectic dinner service. A long-standing practice in France and Japan, the communal meal under the best circumstances is made daily by passionate cooks using great, although often leftover ingredients, shared by all, free of charge, around one big table. It's a rare moment in the life of the restaurant, for all colleagues to laugh, to hydrate, to relax, and to eat. In many of the restaurants here, the meal is known as family. Why? Because the dishes are usually served family style, piled high on mismatched platters, or served straight from the beat-up roasting pan it was cooked in. And just like home, the restaurant family meal, by universal decree of all chefs in this book, must be both delicious and, above all else, nutritious. Fergus Henderson, owner of the British restaurant St. John, put it neatly like this: never try to feed them the slops. If the food isn't tasty, the staff may skip the calories altogether, leaving little fuel in the tank for the duration of the shift. More to the point, perhaps, Anita Lowe, owner of the Pan-Asian New York restaurant Anissa, stated that, "I don't know how you can make your staff care about food if you're not feeding them well." As for when the meal is served, most were found in that tiny slice of time between the end of the day's prep work and the arrival of the evening's first customer. It's that dead zone between the end of lunch and the start of dinner. Some dismiss this norm and eat their meal in the wee hours after the last customer has departed. Some prepare both a mid-morning and late afternoon staff repast. As to the individual tasked with making the meal, in most restaurants, virtually every cook eventually shoulders responsibility. At Cochon, the New Orleans Cajun spot, even recent culinary school graduates are expected to cook a meal that's both creative and delicious. Some restaurants employ one specific person to prepare staff meals, while others host stagiaires, short-term culinary interns, to help relieve the full-time staff of the responsibility. Still others use the staff meal as a kind of final test for a new hire. If the meal doesn't make the cut, the cook doesn't get the job. While the cook may vary, the ingredients are often predetermined. Staff meal recipes generally involve the offcuts, leftovers, and excess from a day of kitchen prep. Fantastic meals are built from the trimmings of pricier cuts. Thus, while chicken breasts land on the customer's plate, the thighs may end up stewed with eggplant and rice noodles, or included with andouille and gumbo, steamed for sashimi with ponzu sauce, or roasted for a shawarma with toum, a Lebanese garlic sauce. Excess vegetables may show up as charred cabbage with mornay sauce or skillet glazed trumpet mushrooms, in a ratatouille or cashew and fennel salad with a honey mustard vinaigrette. Desserts are somewhat rare as there are time constraints to these meals, but here we're called upon by the sugar siren to inhale a caraway seed cake with a glass of Madeira, and a strawberry shortcake with orange and thyme biscuits. This meal is a weighty task for even the most confident cook when all members of your family are opinionated culinary professionals. The food better be good. Working in close quarters for long hours under intense pressure can draw a restaurant brigade together or shatter it to pieces. Gathering around the table is the restaurant's best way to avert a collapse. Carol and Eddie tell us that, analogous to our own dinner tables, there is laughter, ribbing, drama, and dysfunction. Ultimately, however, there is camaraderie that can only be forged through food. Each chapter contains an introductory essay on the feel of the restaurant and its philosophy of food, as well as conversations with chefs and owners on the purpose and importance of staff meals, favorite influences, and dishes, techniques, ingredients, and equipment. The graphic design is exceptional and the color photography exemplary. Of course, this is a cookbook, and one based on a unique idea. The recipes come from some of the great restaurants on the planet. And now, all of us can eat from the canon of delights that Thomas Keller eats daily at Ad Hoc, or Wiley Dufresne at WD-50, John Curran's at the City Grocery in Oxford, Mississippi, or Masaharu Morimoto, his eponymous restaurant in Philadelphia. The recipes are clearly explained and are dishes that any of us can prepare if we follow the simple techniques. In Come In, We're Closed, staff meals at the world's best restaurants, Christine Carroll and Jody Eddy, have created a sumptuous feast. Bon appetit. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater. She's got a mango. Mango.